Blues great Otis Rush, who helped shape the Chicago blues sound, has died. The guitarist's unique style of soloing and his powerful tenor voice deeply influenced a generation of blues and rock musicians like Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and the band Led Zeppelin. Rush died yesterday of complications from a stroke he suffered more than a decade ago. He was 84 years old. NPR's Eric Westervelt has this appreciation.
He wasn't as widely known as B.B. King or Buddy Guy, but to blues fans and scores of musicians, Otis Rush was powerful, unique, and hugely influential.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so troubled. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. Yes, yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
Rush's work in the late 1950s for Cobra Records included the song Double Trouble, which Stevie Ray Vaughan took for the name of his band and Eric Clapton covered on many albums.
Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. My bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show.
The stuff I grew up on was all on Cobra, you know, Double Trouble and Can't Quit You, Baby.
That's Eric Clapton. He told me that he puts Rush in the same category as the other blues greats who shaped his own blues playing.
At the time that I was growing up, there was a handful of people that had made that kind of mark. Freddie King, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, Magic Sam, you know, Otis, these players. Otis was, to me, fantastic, great player.
Fellow Chicago blues great Buddy Guy at a 1990 show credited Rush with giving him his start.
This young man told me, say, Buddy, come up. I don't know who you are, but come on to the stage and play some blues. And that's a long time ago. And I never will forget him for giving me that shot, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Otis Rush.
Born in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Otis Rush moved to Chicago in the late 1940s and quickly began to make a name for himself, playing in South and West Side clubs. He helped define a distinctive West Side Chicago sound that had a little more fluid, jazzy style than the raw playing on the South Side. Rush played left-handed guitars strung upside down with a low E string at the bottom. He'd sometimes put his little finger under the low E, which helped him bend notes in ways few other bluesmen did.
He got the sound that nobody else got.
Again, Eric Clapton.
There was something about that upside-down style of playing like Stevie Ray has or had, and you can't do that if you're right-handed. You can't make the guitar do the things that they were able to do. And Otis had that voice, too. I mean, just a powerful voice.
Whoa! Down for a while. Well, you know I can't quit you, baby. But I gotta put
put you down for a while. Yes, you messed up my happy home, baby. You made me mistreat my only child.
Rush was the first to record the tune I Can't Quit You, Baby, written by his friend and fellow blues great Willie Dixon. It reached number 6 on the Billboard R&B chart.
Yes, you know I love you, baby. My love for you I could never hide.
I Can't Quit You, Baby was covered by Led Zeppelin on their hugely influential 1969 debut album. Zeppelin's interpretation introduced Rush's sound to a whole new generation of rock ears.
You built my hope so high. Baby, then you let me down so low.
Otis Rush continued to play and tour throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, but he suffered a serious stroke in 2003 and never took the stage again. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.